What is up, my dudes? Welcome back to Olympia Oddities. Let me explain my brief hiatus for a second before we jump right into this. At the beginning of this month, I very sadly lost my 14-year-old goat, Sid Vicious. I think he was brought up on the podcast a couple times. He was definitely one of those pets that all of my friends knew, and, you know, for some of them, he was their very, very first time or only time ever getting to interact with a goat. So he was a very, very special boy to me, and I was honestly pretty tore up about that. I'm in a really good place with it now. He's at rest. He's not in any pain. Gave him a good life, you know, rescued him out of an auction pen when he was a little baby, bottle fed him, you know, he was my 4-H pack goat. We just had a lot of history together, and it was just really hard to lose a childhood pet like that. And then I ended up getting a cold that for some reason just took out my voice. Like, you can kind of hear it. I'm a little stuffy. A couple days ago, I almost completely lost, like, my entire voice. I sounded like, you know, like when people talk and it's like the alternating caps lock and like lowercase, like mocking speech thing. That's what my voice sounded like. It was just so wavery and all over the place. So if you can tolerate a little bit of sniffling today, I think I've got a great episode for you guys, and I'm officially kicking off the start of my spooky season content. If you don't know me, hi, I'm Trista, and I'll be the guide to your ghost tour today. Today, I'm visiting a topic that I've let sit on the shelf and gather some dust for a while: hauntings and the paranormal. While looking for a haunted site in the Pacific Northwest to cover, I stumbled upon countless lists of hiking trails in the Pacific Northwest that are reportedly haunted. I decided to cover some of these trails in some episodes that I'll be calling Haunted Hiking, and you can of course expect all the usual cryptid, true crime, and strange history that I always cover in between these haunted hiking releases. Our haunted place of today? Skaponia Park, in Oregon. Skaponia Park is located in Columbia County, Oregon, in between the towns of Veronia and Chapman. The Crown Zellerbach Trail, more commonly referred to as the Crown Z Trail by locals, runs parallel to Skaponia Park. The Crown Z Trail was originally a road used for logging, and it runs from the town of Skapoose, crosses the dense forested areas of Columbia County, and ends at Veronia Lake. Skaponia Park is pretty large at 7 acres. It's home to two lakes, Gunny and Floater Lake. Along with hiking trails that wind you through some of the most breathtaking scenery the Pacific Northwest has to offer, 12 camping sites are available to stay at. But be warned, both hikers and campers of Skaponia Park have had their fair share of paranormal run-ins. A local legend about the park says that back in the 1800s, a man and his dog were murdered within the bounds of the park's 7 acres. The man had been a drifter from out of town, and his dog was his only companion. They say I'm a drifter, I'm up to no good. Sorry, if there's a Marty Robbins reference available for me, I am going to take it. This man was also reportedly a horse thief, and when word spread around town from resident to resident of what he'd been doing, an angry mob formed. I gotta put another pin in it. Dream career. I think back in the day, the Wild West days, I think I would have been the best damn horse thief that there'd ever been. I don't know what I would do with all the horses I would collect. I would just have a big collection of nice horses. I'd be like, ooh, an Appaloosa. Ooh, a quarter horse. Oh, is that a Tennessee Walker? I don't have one of those yet. And I feel like the horses would just love me and trust me. I would also end up hung from a tree really quickly. But like, I'd be having the time of my life up until that time. The angry mob chased the man and his poor dog to the banks of the Nehalem River, which winds through the park. It's said that the mob was so angry and outraged that they didn't just kill the man, but also his dog. Fucked up, dude. Leave the dog alone. What did the dog do? The man reportedly died right there on the bank of Nehalem River near an oak tree. Hikers and campers of Skaponia Park claim that on certain nights, you can see the shadowy figure of a man and his dog walking the banks of the river. At other times, the shadowy figure of the man is seen walking alone, leaving those who encounter the spirit to wonder if he is perhaps looking for another horse to steal. According to two user comments I found on a hauntedplaces.org write-up on Skaponia Park, ghostly figures aren't the only paranormal event experienced by park visitors. In a comment from 2015, a user with the first name Aaron posted, "My husband and I camped there a lot, and I always wondered if it was haunted. We're usually alone at the campground, it's not very popular, yet we always hear people walking in the trees around us. One night we were in our tent, and we saw people shadows walking around with lights. When we unzipped, there was nothing there. No trees around that can make those. Nothing." Another user, with the first name Anna, commented, "My mom and aunt just returned from camping in this area. They wandered onto this campsite and loved the location, so they started setting up their tents. They were happily getting situated when they heard an animal-like shriek, super loud, repeatedly from several different locations in the camp. A very eerie and disconcerting sound. But it was a sound that they had never heard, like several animals mixed together. They explored the area and found several camps set up, but no other humans around. They'd actually been joking about horror movies prior to the noise, so we're guessing it was just humans messing around with them. However, it was so unsettling that they decided to pack back up and leave. We decided to do a little research, so it was definitely odd to see that it was on a haunted list. If you're looking for a hike in the Pacific Northwest that'll get the hairs on the back of your neck standing up, Skaponia Park might be worth exploring. Maybe you'll get to hear some strange noises, or even see the dark figure of the rumored horse thief and his dog pass by you on the banks of the river. Even if you don't experience any ghosts, I know the red cedar trees and possible screech owl sightings will be worth the trip. I'm definitely adding this to my list of places that I want to go explore and hike. Thank you for listening to Olympia Oddities. Be sure to check out our Tee Public shop, where you can buy yourself a mug, shirt, sticker, and more. You can search Olympia Oddities Podcast or find the link in my Instagram bio, which is also Olympia Oddities Podcast. Be sure to follow the podcast so you get all of the paranormal encrypted goodness right there in your feed. And if you want to help me out a ton with this project, you can do that by leaving a 5-star rating. You can also help out by telling a friend about me or sharing me to your social media. I'm Trista, and my personal Instagram is @saloonghost if you want to give me a follow on that. And I can't wait to bring you guys some more ooky spooky cryptid themed content, including the annual ooky spooky kooky Halloween extravaganza episode of Sideshow that should be coming out soon. So, until next time, friends.